paragraph yutes. Vese bechinas ma sheomar adoneinu ravenu benzal shepurim merumos besoid haposuk ve'im mipaas ponov yimoreit roishoy. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand what Rabbeinu Zal said once on Purim. Rabbeinu Zal once told his students on Purim that there's a remez to Purim in the Torah where it speaks about negoim, where it speaks about different skin problems, that a person has spiritual problems in the skin, a nega, a stain, a type of tumah, an impurity in the skin. So the pasuk says there, ve'im mipa'as ponov yimoreit roishoy, and Rabbeinu Zal said that the first letters there make up the word Purim. Ki pasuk ze medaber mebechinas negoim, because that pasuk speaks about ailments, diseases of the skin. Unegoim boim al gasus ruach. And the Gemara tells us, and Rashi quotes this over there in Parshas Metzora, that this punishment, a person who suffers from this type of skin disease, it's a result of arrogance. Kama Shapirish Rashi beParshas Metzora al posuk ve'etz erez ve'ezoiv u'shni toiloas. As Rashi HaKadosh points out in Metzora, that when a person who has leprosy, which is again a type of skin disease, part of the procedure of his purification requires taking wood from a cedar tree, from an erez, which is a very, very tall tree, together with ezoiv. Ezoiv is like moss that grows on the walls, you know, that green stuff. That's the lowest, lowest type of vegetation. You know, mamish sticks to the thing. It's like a millimeter off the whatever it's growing on. So the Gemara says, why do we have these two things, this tall, tall tree and this little ezoiv? Because the Metzora is being shown that you know what caused you to get this type of skin disease? Arrogance. And therefore, you who consider yourself like an erez, like a cedar tree, you who are tall, 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 bend down, lower yourself, humble yourself. So we see that negoim, this punishment of these types of skin disease, reflects a problem in the area of arrogance. Shezel bechinas Purim. And that's what Purim is all about. Ki kol bechinas Purim hu lehachnia klipas homan amolik. Because the whole holiday of Purim is about lowering the klip of homan amolik. Shu bechinas geus vegasus, which is arrogance. Veze bechinas arba marois negoim. And this is why, interestingly, the Torah tells us that there are four different discolorations, four different shades of whiteness. You know, in the discoloration of these negoim, keneged arba bechinas shiflus hanal, corresponding to the four levels of humility that we spoke about throughout this halacha. Sheheim machnin umesaknin bechinas arba maris negoim shebom alagasus. The four levels of humility correct these four types of negoim, which come as a result of arrogance. V'zeh shepirish Rashi b'tchilas parshas Tazria. With this, we'll also understand a famous Rashi in the beginning of parshas Tazria, where Rashi quotes the Medrash, which says, "Omar Rabbi Simloi." Rabbi Simloi said, Kishem sheyitzirosoy shel Adam hu achar kol behema v'chayev ha'oif. Just like when Hashem created man, he created him last. All the animals, the domesticated animals and the non-domesticated animals and the birds all came first. And then all the way at the end was man. Kach toirosoy nisparsha achar kol chayev ha'oif. So too, when the Torah discusses laws of tumah, you know, kosher and unkosher and pure and impure, first it discusses the laws related to all the different animals and birds, and then it puts man all the way at the end. Ki yitzirosoy shel Adam hoya achar kol yitziras behema v'chulu, because the reason why man was created after everything else, who b'shvil b'chinas anal, is based on what we spoke about earlier. Kedei sheyachnia hagasus, so that man should not be arrogant. v'yizke l'toyra v'avodas Hashem b'emes. And if he doesn't have arrogance, if he's really has true humility, then he'll be zeicha to toyra and serve Hashem properly. Ki I efsher liskois l'toyra v'avoido u'tshuvo u'maisim toivim kol echad l'fi b'chinosoi mikoton v'ad godel kim alidei shviras hageyus v'agasas ruakanal. Because it is impossible for a Jew to succeed in Torah, in serving Hashem, in tshuva, in good deeds, each and every person on their level, whatever is their level of success, from the smallest to the greatest, until the person succeeds in removing, in destroying their arrogance, their gaiva. And it's for this reason that Hashem created man last, as the Gemara says, she'ha'odom nivra basoif, that man was created all the way at the end, k'dei lichnois l'suda miyad. One reason was so that man should be able to go straight into the meal. Everything is ready for him. Like a person who shows up, you know, after the table is set and everything has been prepared, it's all there. He's ready to eat, ready to start. That's one of the reasons why Hashem created man last, because everything else was created to serve man and for the sake of man. So Hashem prepared everything first, and then man walked in to see everything completely ready for his consumption. Dovrachar, another explanation is, she'im tozuach daito yolov, that if a human being will ever start feeling like a big shot, arrogant, well, I'm the most important thing in creation, I'm the smartest, I'm this, yoimru loy, they will say to him, yitush kodmoch b'maisa bereshis, a little mosquito came before you in creation. Everyone is in front of you. You're the last guy. Hainu, this means, ki ha'odom nivro rak b'shvil she'yasuk b'toyro avodas Hashem kol yomov. Man was created only in order to study Torah and serve Hashem his entire life. V'al kein nivro b'achroino, and that's why man was created last, k'dei she'yichnois l'suda miyad, so he should be able to walk into the banquet, the feast, all prepared for him, and be ready to start immediately. Hainu k'dei she'yia ha'koil kvar muchan lefonov, kol ma she'tzorech lefarnasosoy, u'laharchiv daite bohem, u'lahakra yodim glos ha'boris boroh. So that everything is ready for him. Everything is ready for man. What's ready for him? Everything he needs for his parnasa. Not that the man should have, how am I going to be able to study Torah? What am I going to do with parnasa? Hashem says, you can't sing that song to me, man. That's why I created everything. I put the everything out before you. Said you're walking into a situation where you have everything you need is there already. It preceded you. Number one, for parnasa. Number two, laharchiv daitoy bohem. All the things that a person needs for harchova sadas, for expansion of the mind, to be able to think clearly. You need a house. You need a wife. You need all of those things. Hashem prepared everything in advance. The trees, the wood, the metals, everything is there. All the ingredients you need have been prepared for you. Ulahakir al yodom gedula sabayris borach. And all the things you need to be able to recognize and realize the greatness of Hashem, again, all the tools you need, everything has been prepared before you. You're walking into a situation where everything is ready. V'alkein hakoil nivra koidem yom hashishi. This is why Hashem created everything before the sixth day. V'hu nivra b'yom hashishi samach l'shabbos, and man was created on the sixth day, all the way at the end of the sixth day, close to Shabbos. Achar shekvar nivra hakoil b'shviloi, after everything that had been already created before him. והוכן לפניו הכהל, and everything was prepared before him, כדי שיכנס לסעודת שבת מיד. So that Adam Rishon would be able to go right into the Shabbos feast, ולא יצטורך להמתין ולבלבל דעתו בשום דבר. He won't have to wait for anything, or experience any kind of confusion, or any kind of... Everything is ready. Mamash, picture that feeling. You walk into your house on Friday afternoon, the table is set, every single thing is in its place. Mamash, you know, ready to roll. Rak yizke l'sudas Shabbos miyad. But rather, he could be zeche to the Shabbos meal immediately. She yizke miyad l'asek b'avodas Hashem, meaning he can start immediately serving Hashem. Shezehu ikar tachlis hasuda shel Shabbos. That's what the Shabbos feast is all about. Shubachinas hasuda shel osid. The Shabbos feast is symbolic of the great feast that we're going to have in the future. Sheyizku hatzadikim shehoyo, that which the great tzadikim are going to be zeichet to. And Rav Nosson explains, Shehoyo Adam HaRishon Roy Lizkoy Seilov Miyad. Adam HaRishon was supposed to experience that immediately. Im Hoyo Mekayim Mitzvos Yisporah. If he would have fulfilled Hashem's instructions. Vezeh Shom Rabbi Seinazal Shom. And this is why the Medrash says over there, Dovarachar, that was one interpretation. One interpretation of why it was all put before was that everything should be ready for him. Mamish, turnkey. Hashem prepared it. Said, here's the keys. Walk in. You have the car. Everything. It's full tank of gas. Everything is ready to roll for you. That's one reason. And then it says another reason was, Dovarachar, another reason was, She'im tazuah daito yolov, that if he'll feel any type of arrogance, oimrim loy, they'll say to him, yitush kadomach, a little mosquito, a little fly came before you. You are the last guy on the totem pole. Hainu, why? How do these two things go together? In the first interpretation, we're being told that man was so important that Hashem prepared everything for him. And Hashem loved him so much that mamash, he made everything ready to roll for him. The second interpretation, we're being told that man is the last, the lowest. Rav Nosson Zal explains, this teaches us she'i'efsher liskois lasudak doishanal, that it is impossible for a Jew to be zeiche, to get to that final meal, that great banquet feast of the tzaddikim, afiluim hu ponui mikol hu asokim, even if he's free from everything, he doesn't have to do, everything's been done for him, v'yesh loy kol hoin di alma, and he has all the wealth of the world, he still cannot get to that special feast, kiim al yidei shiflus. The calling card, the visa that you have to show to get in is humility. It's only with shiflus that a person is zeicha to the kind of Torah and Avodah that we're speaking about. But the moment he starts feeling arrogant, they say to him, Yitush kodomach, a little fly is before you. Ki oz hu rodoi lifnehem, because a person who has arrogance, he is subservient to all the animals and birds and mosquitoes. All of them are stronger than him. All of them are more powerful than him. He is rodoi lifnei, in front of him, lifnei kol behemav chayvoif. Every single animal and bird can rule over him, can punish him, can beat him up. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, where Hashem said to Adam HaRishon, Uridu bidgas hayom uboif hashamayim, you will rule over the fish and over the birds. The Gemara says, Zocho roida bahem. If man is zoiche, if man does the right thing, if he lives the right kind of life, then he rules. Loi zocho, if he doesn't do the right thing, nase yorud lefnehem, then he has yirida, he goes down. He goes down from his level, he goes down to the bottom where all of them can step on him. All of them can beat him up. This is how it was at creation. V'chein hu b'chol adam gamato. And the same exact thing applies to every single person today. Sheyesh, Shashem Yisborach, Noisen Lodom, Ashirus, V'chafotzim Harbe. There are times and there are people to whom Hashem gives wealth and all kinds of possessions. Behemois, V'oifois, U'tvua, U'peirois, U'malbushim, animals, livestock, and fields of grain, and fruits, and clothing. Ke'ilu hakoil nivra b'shviloi. As if everything was created just for him. You see, Mamish, the guy's got everything. He owns everything. It's all his. Ube'emes hukein. And in reality, that is the case. Ki hakoil nivra b'shviloi, because the truth is, Hashem did create everything for the sake of man, to serve man. Everything. Kidei sheyichnois lesudas, that man should go into the meal where everything is ready for you. Everything is prepared to make it as easy and convenient as possible for you to serve Hashem well. Hainu, kidei sheyasek b'avodas Hashem, so that the person should be involved in serving Hashem. V'yidei ze yizke lesuda hamutedes latzadikim. And by serving Hashem properly, the person will be zoche to participate in that great, great banquet feast that the tzaddikim are going to have in the future. However, each and every single person, on whatever level they're on, cannot and will not be zeche to be part of that meal unless they have the proper, true humility. And the moment that the person starts feeling like a big shot, and he starts being arrogant, Hashem lowers him. And they tell him, Yitush Kodmach, the fly is in front of you. Nimtza, She'ikar Bria Sa'odo Machar Kol Behema, Hu Bishvil Shiflus. So we see that the main reason why man was created after everything else, after all the animals and the birds and fly, is for the sake of this humility. Kedei sheyizkal yidei zeh la-toira. So that person will have the proper humility, and then they'll be zeche to a proper success in the study of Torah and observance of Torah. Vezeh sherom zah Torah b'parshas Tazria, she'ezkiro Torah Sodom, kishenoilad, kishu b'chines bria Sodom, shenoilad v'nivra v'yotzal. And this is why in Parshas Tazria, where it speaks about the laws of purity and impurity and the animals, kosher birds, non-kosher birds, human beings, when they're pure and they're impure, the Torah speaks about a human being when he's born, Shehu b'chinas bria sodom. That's like the creation of man. It starts, Isho ki sazria ve'yolda zohar. It speaks about the birth of a human child. So Rav Nosson says the birth of a child is like the creation of the world. Shenoilod v'nivra v'yoytze odom chodesh loylam. A new person has been created and born and is going out into the world. V'skiro oisoi basoif. And when is he mentioned? At the end. Achar kol behema chayev oif. After the Torah has already discussed all the different behemas and chayas and oifois. Loimar, this is to teach the person, Kishem Shiyitzirosoy Achar Kol Behema Chayev Oif, that just like when you were created after all of these, Shehu Bishvil Sheyizkor Shiflusoy, and why was that done? It was done that way so that you should always remember and remain humble. You're not in front of the line, you're in back of the line. Kach Toirosoy Nisparsha Achar Kol Behema Chayev Oif. So too, when the Torah expounds on animals and birds and humans, there also man is all the way in the back. Kihem b'china achas, because they're really one. The creation and the birth are really one. Kima shenivra b'soif, zehu b'yatzmai gam kein b'shvil zeh. Because the fact that man was created at the end was for the same reason. Kidei sheyizkeh la Torah, said the person should be zechet to Torah al yidei ha-shiflus, through humility. Al yidei shenivro b'achroina, because he was created last. V'al kein nispar she-toirosoi basoif, כמו יצירוסי, therefore, so too when the Torah expounds and explains the laws of purity and impurity of man and the birds and the animals and everything, it puts man all the way at the end again, just like by the creation, ki hakol b'china achas, because it's all one and the same. In other words, the wording in the Midrash there is very concise. It says just like he was created at the end, his Torah is at the end. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, look at that wording. His Torah, meaning he was created at the end, why? For humility. His Torah is why? Because of humility. The whole success of his Torah is going to be based only on this thing, his humility. Because we said it's impossible to be zeicha to proper Torah without the real humility. That's why man was created at the end. And that's why that's written right near the topic of negoim, those skin diseases, which come as a result of arrogance. It's all one thing. At creation, man was last, to keep him humble. When we discuss the Torah of man, the Torah of man and animals and birds, man is last. Because when it comes to Torah, the whole purpose of creation was Torah. And when it comes to Torah, the only way you're going to succeed in Torah is if you see yourself in back of the line. If you look at yourself as last, the smallest one. And this is why when Rabbeinu Zal mentioned that Roshei Tevois, where he showed that by the topic of these skin diseases, in that posuk ve'im mipa'as ponov imoret roshoi, the first letter spelled the word Purim, Rabbeinu Zal also said in that same conversation, this is brought in Chaye Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal said, shepurim hu tikun chet koirach, that the holiday of Purim is a tikkun for the sin of Korach. Shemerumos beposuk v'mepa'as ponov yimoreit roishoi, who is hinted to in that posuk. Because when the posuk continues there, it says, kereachu gibeachu. Kereach means bald. Kereach is kufreishches, Korach, referring to Korach. And Rabbeinu Zal said that posuk shows the connection between Purim and Korach. What's the connection? Ki kol pegam koirach hoyamach loikis. Because what was Koirach's mistake? What was Koirach's terrible destruction that he wreaked on Klal Yisrael? Machloikis, the fact that he opposed Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyim, Shecholak al HaTzadik Hoemes. He stood up and opposed the true Tzadik, Shehu Moshe, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. Through Koirach's incredible gaiva, as the Gemara expounds on this. And that's why the tikkun for this is on Purim. Because on Purim is when we work to eliminate the klipa of Homan Amolek, which is the same thing as Koirach. It's gaiva, arrogance. And when we eliminate the arrogance, when each person doesn't think about how great he is, each person looks at himself as the last one, not like Haman. Remember, Haman spoke up first. It says, Haman spoke up before the king and before everybody else. That's arrogance. When a person looks at himself as the last, through that we eliminate all machloikis v'nimshach shalom, and that brings about true peace. Bechinas v'doiver shalom l'chol zaroi shemesayemes ha-Megillah bozeh. That's why the closing words of Megillah Esther are that this will bring forth peace to all their children. Ki zeh ikar ha-tikun, because that's the main tikun. The main tikun is when we'll be zeicha to real peace. So Rav Nosson Zal showed in this halacha, he took that chapter of Likutei Moran, chapter 14, and connected it perfectly to the whole story of Purim from beginning to end. From Vayhi B'meach HaShveirosh, he showed how the Megillah from beginning to end is perfectly connected to that chapter in Likutei Moran. It's all about that chapter in the Ketubah, and highlights this topic of gaiva versus anova, that it's only through overcoming the gaiva and being zechet the true anova that you're zechet to the right kind of Torah, which leads to balei tshuva and geirim, which is what happened on Purim. There was a new kimu v'kiblu, there was a new kabbalas haTorah, there were thousands of converts that came and joined Klal Yisrael, all of that. And what's the final, what's the grand finale? Lahamshich sholem boilam. Rabbi Nizal's opening words in that chapter in the Ketubah were, this is how you bring peace to the world. That's how the Megillah closes. V'doiver sholem l'chol zarei. And this is one of the incredible talents of Rabbi Nosson Zal, that he understood Rabbi Nizal's teachings so well, he was able to use the Likutei Moran, the Sipurei Maaseis, as an overlay on the whole Yiddishkeit, on Shas, on Shulchan Aruch, on each one of the holidays, and to show you how every single aspect of every holiday, of every Gemara, is tied in to every line in Likutei Moran. And the Likutei Moran is the ultimate clarification of Yiddishkeit and showing us how to live Yiddishkeit properly, you know, how to observe the Torah and the mitzvahs, you know, in the best way possible. Baruch Hashem.